From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Authorities are trying to learn why a Russian airliner crashed in the Sinai on Saturday. All 224 people on board the aircraft, including 25 children, were killed. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the chartered plane went down less than 30 minutes after leaving the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh.
The Airbus 321, belonging to the Russian carrier Kogalymavia Air, known as Metrojet, had lifted off from the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh and reached cruising altitude on its course for St. Petersburg, Russia's second largest city, when it disappeared from radar. Al Arabiya TV reported there were no survivors and said the Russian plane broke into pieces when it crashed. Witnesses told Egypt's On TV that the rear half of the jet's fuselage caught fire on impact and burned. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says President Barack Obama's decision to send special operations forces to Syria is focused only on fighting the Islamic State. Speaking Saturday at a news conference in Kyrgyzstan, Mr. Kerry said that the 50 commandos going to northern Syria to work with rebels there are not part of a larger U.S. involvement in Syria's civil war.
It is not a decision to enter into Syria's civil war. It is not an action or a choice focused on Assad. It is focused exclusively on Daesh.
Mr. Kerry's visit to Kyrgyzstan kicked off a long-planned Central Asian tour that will also take him to Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for urgent action to address attacks on non-combatants, including hospitals and schools, in conflicts around the world. Speaking in Geneva, Switzerland Saturday, Mr. Ban said that such attacks cannot be thought of as normal parts of war.
International humanitarian law is being flouted on a global scale. The international community is failing to hold perpetrators to account.
Ban and International Committee of the Red Cross head Peter Maurer issued a statement calling for respect of international humanitarian law. The statement comes after 30 people were killed and 37 injured in a U.S. attack on a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Afghanistan October 3rd. Authorities say the U.S. attack came after Afghan forces called in airstrikes against Taliban fighters thought to be firing from inside the hospital grounds. U.S. President Barack Obama pleaded for peace between Israelis and Palestinians at a rally to remember slain Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. Speaking by video to tens of thousands of Israelis who celebrated Rabin's life Saturday in Tel Aviv, Mr. Obama said the late Prime Minister's dream continues to inspire those who seek peace. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton, who worked directly with Rabin, told the crowd that he was a model for those who are seeking peace.
Whenever there was a terrible incident here and I would call him, he simply repeated what we in the White House came to know as Rabin's Law. We will fight terror as if there were no negotiations, but we will negotiate as if there were no terror.
Elsewhere in Israel Saturday, Palestinian protesters battled with Israeli police as thousands attended the funerals in Hebron for five teenagers killed by Israeli forces when they tried to attack Jews. Final preparations were being made at polling stations in Turkey, and candidates held their last rallies Saturday, one day ahead of the country's second national election in 5 months. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called for new elections after the AKP party surprisingly lost its majority in June, and Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu failed to form a governing coalition with any of the three opposition parties in parliament. And Triple Crown winning horse American Pharoah has won the Breeders' Cup Classic in Kentucky, the final race of his career. Next up for American Pharoah is a career as a breeding stallion at a farm in Kentucky. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.